Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This is a segment for all of you who speak in all caps on Monday morning. I'm talking those who are yelling at your TVs on Saturday and Sunday and have been itching for the opportunity to say what you need to say to get it off of your chest. 844-326-3663.
Tyler.
This segment is your Overreaction Monday. Call them in, get loud, get mad, say what you need to say. Think of it as a therapy session, Cole. You can just get it off your chest. 844-FAN-PHONE.
I like it. I like it. I have a lot of overreactions today, including the one we just talked about when it comes to benching Arch Manning. It's time to bench him. And Tolos, if you disagree with me, let me know. I think it's time, man. Find the backup.
Well, you got a texter here. Coop in Greer says, bench him for what? Offensive line won't block or back up either. I'm not sure what he's talking about there. Won't block for backup either. So why would you bench Arch Manning if the backup's not going to do any better?
Because Arch sucks. That's why. The backup can't be any worse.
But don't you get better by playing more
often? No. If a guy sucks, get him out. Get Bryce out. Get Arch out. Get them all out. We need new ones.
Revolving door at quarterback. Let's see what works.
This is terrible. Yeah. I'm sorry, Coop. I love you. I appreciate you listening to the show, but I just have seen enough from this Arch Manning kid.
No more Arch.
I don't know if I trust Arch Manning right now.
He's going to be great
at ETSA. I mean, yeah, or Villanova. I mean, imagine if you trusted Arch Manning right now, if you called tonight to watch Monday Night Football and you ordered a large mushroom and onion pizza. That's how I order mine. Would you trust Arch Manning to get your pizza order right?
Wait, you don't put any meat on your pizza?
Not normally, no.
What?
No.
To me, it's not a pizza if it doesn't have at least pepperoni on it.
I don't mind it. I'm a mushroom and onion. That's my
onion.
That is my what.
What are you a vegetarian?
No. Believe it or not.
That's awful, man.
I love that mushroom and onion.
That is a C-tier pizza order right there.
It's so good.
Tolo's grade, Cole Bryson's pizza order, a large mushroom and onion pizza. 844-326-3663. You can call or text in. Let's go to the phone lines. And first up, everybody's favorite, we bring in Dewey, who's got something to say on Overreaction Monday.
Yes. First of all, I give you an F for your pizza.
Oh, thanks, Dewey. That's really kind. What would your pizza order be, Dewey?
F means friggin' disgusting.
Anchovies and mushrooms and mayonnaise.
Oh, you're psycho. You're psycho.
But anyway, we'll keep it short today, I think. But Clemson, Clemson, they score 38 points. Dabo thinks he's hot stuff, and they all won something. But let's the reality is they should have floorboard North Carolina. Well, you just play one half of this football, just a one half game. You score 38 points. Where's the other 38 points? That should have been a 70-0 game.
They should have what?
You just let North Carolina stick around. Yeah, North Carolina sucks in. They didn't score, but you had a chance to get rid of Bill Belichick, and you let him stick around. And as far as Bill Belichick's concerned, he's a joke, and he needs to go with his hoodie that he hasn't washed in about 2 months.
So you're telling me if Clemson had beaten UNC 72-0 or 3 or whatever it was, North Carolina, you believe North Carolina would have fired Bill Belichick on the spot,
right?
Which
there
would actually be a kindness, honestly, to the UNC fans.
Well, no, but it would have been another embarrassment. But it's embarrassing to lose to Dabo the way Dabo's been lately. So I hope he is embarrassed. As far as Clemson's concerned, they're not back. Louisville's going to take them down. South Carolina's going to take them down. Ooh. And the best they're going to do is probably 7 games. They're going to win 7 games this year.
Mm.
As far as Vanderbilt, they let me down. They suck. And Manning, he's a joke. All this hype because he's a Manning. Steve Spurrier we're right about him. He's a joke. He needs to be benched. Texas looked like crap. And how in the world do you let Florida do what Florida did to you? You're supposed to be the top of whatever team in the country. Texas, you're nothing. And Miami's number 2. That's hogwash. And Matt Kraft, I hope you're listening because you ran away from this discussion earlier because you run away from things.
Hey.
Because I pulled Miami out for letting Florida State come back on you. 19 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. That's a travesty, and that should not have happened. And Miami is not a number 2. Not a number 2 team in the country. And
Hey, Dewey, what's your real name?
My name's Dewey Jacobs. Oh!
Thank
you, God. What happened to keeping it short, Dewey?
Yeah, I thought I'd catch him. Tolo Steve says, sorry, Cole, I love pepperoni and mushroom on my pizza. I'm on Diesel's side. You got to have some type of meat on your pizza.
Look,
he also says, how many more times is Dewey going to stumble with his words?
I don't mind the pepperoni, it's not like a game breaker for
me. It's a necessary. It's like in the pyramid. It's the bottom part of the pyramid. It's got to be there. It's the base.
I like it, and I'll tell you one even more strange. I would rather take the pepperonis off and eat them. I like pepperonis off the pizza.
Jeff R says, "Let's overreact to that serial killer pizza order of Cole's." A large mushroom
and
onion.
So good, man. God. It's so good. And like extra mushrooms.
You're begging for bubble guts with
that
pizza.
It's so good. God, I love mushrooms.
Do you get your pizza from, I won't name names because we won't give away any free advertising, but do you order it from one of the chains? Or do you order it from like a smaller local pizza?
Both. I like local.
Same
but I will
order
say,
no matter where you get it from?
Yeah, pretty much. I like Donato's. That's the one thing I did like about Ohio. I love Donato's. You know, maybe the only Donato's in South Carolina, the entire, Donato's is from up north in Ohio.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's the best. I think the only one's in Bowling Springs. I think that's it.
Texter here says, Cole is a man child. Another texter says, pizza grade equals F. That comes from the Gingerbread Man in Malden. That's
Come
a great
on.
Name. Gingerbread Man, where are you in the Upset Picks Challenge? You get to join the all-name team with that one. Be back here on Wednesday at 4 o'clock.
And by the way, no shocker here, but Rick and Greer, we lost you. We know you call. And he does this. He calls and stays on for like 30 seconds.
He's like Madcraft. If he can't get right on the phone, he's gone.
Sorry, we had a line today.
Yeah.
Rick.
Let's go to DB. Dan B, next up in line. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. So I guess we'll add to the list. So Cole hates dogs, hates Ohio State fans, and hates meat.
I did not say I hate Ohio State fans. I just said they weren't as nice and hospitable as these, Southerners here in the South, Dan. That's what I said.
hey, it's overreaction, man.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, my main overreaction. So I was at the Roval yesterday. Me and just went, and you know, overall the race is, you know, it's a road course race dominated by SVG. Okay, it's what I expected, but that last lap shenanigans where Ross Chastain spun Denny out in the very last turn, and then they both crossed the finish line under power going in reverse, and it was all in some effort. I guess Chastain was trying to not get cut off from the playoffs, and I guess it let Logano in by Hamlin passing him. I don't like just the fact that Chastain did another thing that would have could have tried to screw over Hamlin. I've never hated a NASCAR driver until now. Chastain is he's at the bottom of that list.
Dan, I can't tell you the last. I think it's been 3 months since I watched maybe 2 months since I watched a NASCAR race.
Yeah, I'm just missing out.
I know, but football's on, man. I'm not going to watch NASCAR over football. I can't do it.
NASCAR needs to be a spring sport only.
2 months.
You know, it needs to be over by
September.
Well,
you want to race every day?
Yeah.
They're in Florida today.
Two races a
week.
New
York tomorrow.
Over by September. That's
it. They're racing every day. I love it.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it. Let's go to TX.
T-Experience.
T-Experience.
I didn't type out the whole thing.
T-Experience on the line. What's up, T-Experience?
Every call starts the same.
So, you know, why does he keep coming? He's acting like Dan B. We're talking about Billy Napier.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. He comes in and he goes. He comes and he goes. He can't make up his mind. Stop trying to win games. We don't want you. No one cares.
Jeez.
At this point. Just let it go.
You'd rather the guy lose?
5,000 paper cuts. Stop it.
So Billy Napier's career is kind of like The Walking Dead. It just keeps on going, but you don't want to see a new season?
Yeah.
Exactly.
What T-Experience?
Where are you?
Are you a forklift right now?
I'm on 85, and when I get this alarm in my car when I go over 70 miles, it goes off like.
Oh, God. Oh. Rip that bad boy out, by the way.
You should go get that looked at. No, I don't want to. You know,
mine
put
go off
vehicle
24/7.
Repairs on you because I'm staring at like a $4,000 vehicle repair bill myself. But come on, man, that's gotta be annoying
it's
as hell.
A reminder for me to slow down. That's all.
Okay. That's rough. No, that thing would go off all the time for me. Let me ask you this, T-Experience. You think it's prolonging the inevitable? Is what you're saying with Billy Napier?
Yes, and now with that win against Texas, like. They're going to be like, oh, well, there's hope. No, it's not. Are you going to let him stay through the rest of the regular season? No, we do not want you. Go back down to Louisiana somewhere. This is not for you. This is where the big boys play.
Appreciate your T-Experience. Good call. It's our Overreaction Monday segment, 844-326-3663. You got something to say about what you saw over the weekend? Call it in and sound off, Cole. I'm going to say this one. Fire whoever at App State. I was at the App State Oregon State game over the weekend. Whoever there
in Boone,
in Boone decided to give out rally towels and play Sandstorm over the PA.
What?
You can't borrow South Carolina's arguably one or two best-known traditions. It's garbage.
What?
I know that Dowell Loggins just came here from South Carolina, and maybe you're trying to make him feel at home or something, but that is Bush League garbage.
You didn't like it.
To rip off Sandstorm.
You didn't like it?
No.
Did you wave a towel?
I mean, I did.
Yeah.
It's fun. I get it. It's a fun tradition.
So
but
what
stop
you're saying
trying
is
to rip off everybody else's traditions.
Dowell Loggins brought Sandstorm with him to Boone from Columbia.
I guess.
You know, I didn't have that. I
just wish he brought the lifts in his shoes because he is a tiny
man. Is he?
Yeah, he's a little guy.
I didn't know that.
I'll show you the video. I was right above the tunnel where they came out of the tunnel from the locker room. And he is standing next to some guys shaped like Buicks. And Dowell is a little guy.
Man, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones before he hangs up. Madcraft, kind of the same way as Rick and Greer. If you don't go to the phone lines, he'll hang up within 14 seconds. Madcraft, what is your overreaction on this Overreaction Monday?
Woo! I feel good. We beat FSU now. Ba-na-na-na-na. I feel good. No, I'm just playing. Hey, listen, I don't know what Dooley was talking about. My team is winning, so
totally needs to stay in his lane.
His college team is winning. His pro team got absolutely plastered by the Commanders.
Yeah, what happened to that, by the way?
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I told y'all, man, MetLife Stadium, turf should be illegal.
Oh.
They're responsible for downing our O-line now? Last week. Hey, dude, everybody blames MetLife. Everybody knows MetLife's got terrible field conditions.
Matt Kraft, what are you talking about?
Last week, we played the Giants.
I'm talking about the Chargers lost yesterday to the Commanders.
I understand that. And last week, we played the Giants. And we played at MetLife. And half of our O-line got absolutely...
Oh, my God.
I'm saying our O-line's gone. We don't.
You act like they're playing on old-school AstroTurf.
Dude, everybody, it's notorious. I know y'all are playing with me right now.
No, we're not. We're not playing with you. The Cowboys, yes. I mean, we
everybody says it. I polled the six people I'm friends with, and they all agree. Come on, man.
No, I'm talking about NFL players, bro. NFL players claim that MetLife is the worst. Oh, okay. It's responsible for the most injuries.
Oh, so now the Chargers' two losses. It carried over.
We're not even told that. I didn't call you to talk about the Chargers.
Hey, Dewey wants to know. He wants you to explain 19 unanswered points.
I want to explain to Dewey win column.
I mean, he says you ran away from that conversation earlier.
I didn't run away from the conversation. Dewey doesn't know what he's talking about. Listen, we're playing very conservative.
We've got to get Dewey and Matt Kraft the same room.
That would be a disaster. Wait, listen, here's what I really come up to talk about. I think that it is imperative that what I discuss to any Florida State fan that could possibly be listening, I told you that this was going to happen, right? Florida State is not only kind of rely on the run a little bit, they're rely on the run about 80%. And everybody said, well, no. Castellanos, he can pass the ball. He can do it. But right now, our offense is solidified by how, creativity in our run game, how good we can run. And I said, you're not going to be able to do that. And sure enough, they weren't. Just a stat for you. Right now, Florida State, they kept telling us that they were number one in all these rushing categories in the nation. Offense, number one. Crazy. And I said, first off, you ain't played nobody. And second off, the most important thing is they're averaging just shy of 300 yards rushing per game. They got held to 130 yards against us. So as soon as they had to pass the ball, guess what happened? He threw two picks. So we won the turnover margin. So you can't run like you want to, and you lost the turnover battle. You're not going to win that game. And really, I know the score was close. I know that they came back a little bit in the fourth like that. But that game was never in question. That game was dominated the whole way through by Miami. And I don't think that's a doubt. And also, I'll finish with this. I don't think there's any way that we'll jump Ohio State. But I'm okay with being number two. That's fine. However, I do question the committee in putting us at number two. in the fact that I point to me another team in the country right now with the better resume. Like I told y'all last week, you know,
well,
had Florida State not lost
a better resume than Miami's?
Yeah, as it currently sits.
Well, we're going to find out if Miami can hold up to the hype. You know, there's a lot of players that react and change the way they play once they get there inside of that top five. We saw it last year when Miami rose so high. They found a way to lose games or look bad when they shouldn't have. So now the pressure's on you to continue to perform at that high level.
I completely agree, and that's why I'm staying humble. Look,
hey, the only
know,
let me
State,
say this.
Florida State's a good team.
Real quick, Madcraft, the only way I will say if somehow, some way, next Saturday, if Ole Miss beats Georgia in Athens, I think their resume will be pretty impressive, having beaten Georgia and LSU, being what, at that point, they would be 7-0. So I'd put theirs up there. But right now, I think I'm with you. I think I'm with you there. Miami's is impressive.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see like what Notre Dame does in its future, because that win is still kind of, you know, was it good or was it not, you know?
Well, yeah. So long as you got the committee anyways, propping up Notre Dame, that win will prop up Miami, too.
That's right. That's true.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Colin Madcraft.
A lot of text here.
Cole, you got one more?
Yeah, I do. I've got one more. So, I've got two more.
Oh.
Actually, I've got three. Have I given mine?
You haven't given any of these yet.
Okay, so I did say bench Arge in the last segment. Okay. So let's also go full Dewey here. And while we're at it overreacting, let's just fire and can everybody, right? Bench Arch, Sarkisian. Why are we not holding Steve Sarkisian to the same standard that we are other coaches? This guy continues to fall short in big games. And I know last year there was a different story with Quinn Ewers. I think I'm not saying fire Steve Sarkisian. I'm not that idiotic. But I'm just saying, like, that was a bad loss. That was a really bad loss. And I know DJ Lagway in Florida. I'm just saying Steve Sarkisian, for as much as talent, like, we're going to bring the heat on Dabo and all these other coaches. When you just turn the heat up on Steve Sarkisian, make that guy feel a little uncomfortable. I also do think Diesel, you, my second overreaction, go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off and get rid of Bill now. I don't think Bill Belichick is going to provide anything in this program to uplift it. I think it's going to continue to fall. I think the program is going to only get worse.
Well, when you hear Grayson Mann talk about how UNC personnel there are joking and laughing about how poorly run the program is,
it's bad.
When you hear about Bill banning Patriot scouts, when you hear about Bill banning Patriots highlights from Drake May, a guy that played there. And on top of that, I mean, you heard in the broadcast, maybe you didn't because you were at a game, but when you hear the guys say, all these coaches came from the NFL, there's not a hype man on this sideline. There is nobody on this sideline getting these players hyped and ready to go. There's no, like, what the term they use, like, tatted up strength and conditioning coaches that are right there from bursting a blood vessel in their neck because they can't contain it. You don't have that guy on the sideline. And like, I don't know if Bill can recover this.
I don't think he can. The reality of it is Bill Belichick thought he could replicate the pro. And he said it. He said it out on record multiple times. He thought he could replicate what he does at the pro level to the college level. And it just simply doesn't work. And I know it's early. You may say, Cole, give it time. No, there's no giving this time. It's only going to get worse. And I know you're not normally a football school anyways, but this is just embarrassing. This makes Mac Brown look like a savior. Like, well, this is bad.
At North Carolina, your floor should be 6 wins.
I know.
That's your floor. Your ceiling is like 9. Maybe every now and again you get 10, but you got all the resources in the world that you need. You just got no history of doing it consistently.
And then my last overreaction, Diesel, I'm going to save this one for last. If I've said it once, I've said it a million times. And guess what? He proved it on Saturday night. James Franklin's got to go. James Franklin built this program up. He brought them to relevancy. But James Franklin losing to UCLA is the worst loss of his entire career.
Oof.
I think we all like the guy.
It's ugly.
It's bad.
It's ugly.
You've got to – if you're Penn State and you don't fire James Franklin, you are basically telling your fans you're okay being just right there. And what I mean is you're okay being right there but not here. And I know for those not watching the show, you can't see where my hands are, but you're okay being on the cusp of greatness. You don't want to go out and get over that next time. Diesel, this guy's not it.
Well,
he's not it. He's going to go.
Now, by fire him, do you mean end of the season? Fire him?
End of the season.
His buyout right now is $56 million. It'll drop to $48 million going into next season, $40 million after that. He's on a 10-year contract that runs through 2031. They're also in the middle of major renovations to Beaver Stadium there at Penn State. So they don't exactly have the cash right now just to be throwing around $45, $50 million.
Go fundraise. I can guarantee you this. Penn State, there's a lot of money up there. And I think, and I'm not kidding when I say this, I think you could find 25 people that would hand you $2 million to get rid of that guy. We're talking about 25 people.
Yeah.
You're telling me there's not 25 boosters?
I will say this, Cole.
Get rid of them. Major
risk to move on from a guy that has 34 wins in the last three seasons. I fully understand who those losses are to, and I fully understand how frustrated Penn State fans are. But if you're going to move on from 34 wins to to chase a few elusive big-time wins and stave off the random bad loss to UCLA, is it really worth giving up 34 wins in three seasons to hope that Alex Golish or John Sumrall or Dave Aranda, these guys that are the next cusp of teams that are moving up, to give them their power four shot?
I don't like those guys you just named. I'll tell you you fire James Franklin, and here's what you do. If I'm the AD, I'm going to do something that might sound crazy. I'm firing James Franklin, and by God, this is going to sound just absolutely insane. But you know what? I'm going to do something that's either going to work or I'm going to do something that's going to fail. And I'm going to go out, and I'm going to tell John Gruden to tell me no. You want John Gruden?
Oh, God. Here we go. Let's go
get John Gruden
stuff again.
Go get John Gruden. God. Go bring John Gruden can't be any worse than James Franklin, can
he? Why does everybody have so much faith that John Gruden would be great in college?
I'm just saying he can't be any worse. Like this guy, James Franklin, 30, whatever.
It could be a lot worse.
Could it, though?
Bill Belichick, he's been out of coaching for how long?
I just am so over. Okay, how about this? All right, if you don't want John Gruden, you mentioned, who'd you mention?
Let's see.
Did you mention Dillingham?
I mentioned Golish from USF. Sumrall, he's at Tulane.
Lance Leopold, name out
Aranda.
There.
No, I didn't throw out any of the Power Five guys that are currently employed as Power Five.
What about
coaches?
Joe Brady? Yeah, I know you take a swing on a guy like Joe Brady, who Kurt Cignetti. Maybe. I don't know that I love Kurt Cignetti. Kenny Dillingham. But I don't know.
I mean, I think you have to throw the bank at a sitting head coach who's been tremendously successful where they already are. Does that mean you throw the bank at Urban Meyer?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, look, you know, make him say no.
Here's my thing. You look at a guy like Joe Brady, who built LSU's 2019 offense to an all-time great offense. And I know we got to remember, Joe Brady took Joe Burrow at LSU, and that was an amazing offense in 2019. Now he's coaching NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah, but just because you're a great OC and a position coach doesn't mean you're going to be a great head coach.
But if you're telling me I can get a guy in Joe Brady who had a great prolific offense that's really good with quarterbacks, that's in the NFL developing quarterbacks, and I need somebody that can develop Drew Aller and get us over the hump, I'm just saying it would be a wild hire, but something's got to give. This guy, James Franklin, if you want to be mediocre, you know, raise your James Franklin banners, but something's got to give here. This is not the right guy.
Texter says, Cole, have you lost your mind?
Maybe so. But my God, James Franklin, man, this is enough.
I get it, though. What you're saying is Penn State now has to be aspirational. They've built everything that they could possibly build under James Franklin, and they can't go out there and get those big wins. But and if he was like sub 500, but like a couple of games sub 500, then you can maybe justify, okay, he's there, he's in these games, he's just not hitting. For a guy that's record against top 25 and top 10 opponents is as bad as James Franklin's is, imagine if James Franklin was coaching in a conference like the SEC that has more ranked opponents than the Big Ten has. So just imagine the Big Ten was loaded top to bottom. His record might be awful.
He might be James Pittman, right, instead of James Franklin. You brought up Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
If you're Penn State, how about this? Pick up the phone, call Urban Meyer and say, Urban, we've got a $50 million buyout to get this guy out of town. If we paid this buyout, you're Urban Meyer, would you consider it? Would you have any in? Would you come to an interview? Because guess what, Diesel? The fact of the matter is, if you could get Urban Meyer in Happy Valley, are you kidding me?
And would you agree to not kick any of your players?
I'd let him kick whoever he wanted to get Urban Meyer back in college.
The new Woody Hayes.
Yeah, man. Bring him. Let him kick, scream, cuss, fight. This James Franklin thing, this has got to be over. I mean, goodness gracious, I'm so sick of it. We go back into the top 25. Your reaction, Tolo, to what happened. Tolos. Sorry, that is plural. Your reaction, Tolos, to what happened in the top 25, latest AP, as well as some other reactions to games that happened this past weekend. That's next.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.